USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The suspect in Friday night's shooting that left two Orlando police officers hospitalized was killed during a shootout with SWAT officers. 28-year-old Dalton Veal was taken down hours after allegedly shooting the officers in downtown Orlando. The officers are expected to recover. As a deadline looms for a special counsel's protective order motion, the former president did not hold back about the indictments during a speech in South Carolina last night.
Donald Trump is maintaining it's election interference by the DOJ.
Isn't it terrible that a political opponent, though, can haphazardly charge you with a fake crime in the middle of your campaign in order to interfere with your time, your money, your message, and there is nothing you can do in theory to stop this travesty of justice. Isn't that a shame?
Trump finds the timing for the indictments odd.
They're 2.5 years long before the campaign started. They could have filed this 2.5, almost 3 years ago. But it's another Russia hoax.
I'm Jerry Varmash.
The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order filed Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." In sports, Team USA goes down in defeat.
There will be no third straight World Cup championship for the U.S. women's national soccer team. The U.S. fell to Sweden on penalty kicks today. Neither team could score through the 90 minutes of regulation play and 30 minutes of extra time.
Scott Carr reporting, severe thunderstorms could blast parts of the country, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville, to name a few. And heavy thunderstorms are forecasted to blow across the central plains and Ohio Valley. This comes after tornadoes were reported across several states on Saturday. Forecasters say there's even a higher risk today as that storm system moves east. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
President Biden is headed out west. He'll visit the key battleground state of Arizona Monday and Tuesday, touting his economic policies before traveling on to New Mexico on Wednesday and wrapping up in Utah on Thursday. The White House says Biden will mark the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, highlight the work to combat a climate crisis, and tout a clean energy and manufacturing boom. Elon Musk says in a post that the rebranded social media platform X will pay the legal bills for people who are treated unfairly by their employers for posting or liking something on the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk said yesterday that there will not be any limits, but didn't give any details on how users could claim money for their legal fees. New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the United States has hit a two-year low.
The data indicates there's been a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year, although it remains slightly higher than pre-pandemic levels. Hiring has also slowed, with 5.9 million new jobs in June, down from 6.2 million. In May. I'm John Schaefer.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, a record $1.55 billion, the largest in the game's history and the third biggest in U.S. lottery history. A drawing scheduled for Tuesday night. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.